Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Balanced Dietitian podcast. I'm so happy that you're here with me. I'm your host, Marie-Pierre. And today we are going to have a solo episode on why it's so hard to let go of diet culture and how does that healing process look like. Before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to make a quick announcement that right now the Balance Program waitlist is open. So what does that mean? Well, the Balance Program is a 6-month program that I have put together and created based on my education and clinical experience to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their body. So throughout the 6-month program, you will have a community to support you, get all the knowledge that you need that is evidence-based to help you recover from diet culture and have a better relationship with food in your body. So right now, waitlist is open because in the next month, we will open doors again, only to the waitlist this time. So we're just allowing a few more members to come into the program over the holidays. And if you join the waitlist, you will have access to a special holiday discount. You will have an extra bonuses as well if you join before the new year. So if you are interested in healing your relationship with food and your body, go check out the link in the bio or www.thebalanceddietitian.com/waitlist to get on the waitlist today. And by getting on the waitlist, you do not have any obligation to purchase, but definitely just get all the information in order to make sure that this is a right fit for you. So my friends, now let's get into this episode. So today I want to talk to you about why it's so hard to let go of diet mentality. So the first step in our recovery from diet culture is actually recognizing what is diet culture and the harms of diet culture, right? And I think this is part of the process, and it's a hard one, like educating ourselves and like, okay, wait, so all the diets I've been on, all this thing is part of the system. It's part of basically a business. So the first part is understanding that, right? And understanding the harms of diet culture. But even once we understand that, you know, diets don't work and that it can be different, it is still hard to let go of the diet mentality. So today I want to talk about that step two, right? Once we know, once we understand that we're all on the same page, okay, diets don't work, they're awful, it's not great, then what? Like how can we start letting go of the diets and the reasons why it's so hard? So the first reason why we tend to get stuck in the diet mentality is that society itself lives in diet culture. Right? Society praises diets and disordered eating. So it makes it very, very hard to walk away from something when we live in a society where that's what we hear all the time. We're always hearing about the new thing, the new diet, the new way to lose weight super quick before the holidays, right? We're always bombarded by these messages that we need to change. We need to change our eating behaviors and that our body needs to be different and that we should aim to be thinner or we should aim to just be different. So once you're trying to reject that mentality, it makes it hard in the society because it keeps showing up, right? So it can make us maybe doubt ourselves or just become very, very overwhelming. Right? This means that within the process of healing, there will have to be boundaries put in place, right? To protect your own energy. Now, the second reason why it's hard to let go of diets or the diet mentality is that diets themselves give us the illusion of control, right? When you start a new diet and you have all these rules set in place and you follow them, you know, the first few days or weeks, and you're like, yes, this is black and white. I can do this. I can follow rules. I have control. As long as I don't eat anything on this like massive list here, I have control. Right? So there's that illusion that if we only follow through with the new diet's guideline, that we are good, we are disciplined. There's that high, especially for a lot of the type A people who are like, yes, following the rules and doing the things, following a system, it can feel good and we can be on that high of control. But then we need to realize that if you need to be cutting out all these things, do you actually have control? Would control not ultimately be being allowed to have whatever you want and being able to choose what makes you feel best without having external rules in place? A third reason why it's so hard to let go of diet mentality is that diets give us unrealistic hope, right? When typically we start a diet, try to think back at the last time you went on a diet. What was the hope? What was the dream, right? It's typically something along the lines of, when you start this diet, you will lose X amount of pounds and then you'll be so happy and confident and you'll be able to go on that trip or meet people or start dating and you'll be like the best version of yourself. Whatever that looked like for you when you were starting to diet, the marketing is very good, right? It makes us believe that by following this diet, by following the regimen, everything becomes better. We become a better person. We become more confident. So that hope for a better us is very enticing, right? Especially if right now the pain point is high, if right now feels very uncomfortable, this unrealistic solution feels good. It's a tactic for us to get like, you know what, you feel this way, let's blame your body right here and let me sell you the solution. And again, knowing that the solution, which is the diet, has a 95% failure rate, which means that you're probably going to be right back where you are, but had spent lots of money and you also feel now like a failure. So yeah, there's that. The fourth thing is changing core beliefs and changing our behaviors is really hard work, right? So once you know that diets is not the way to go and that they're not sustainable and they don't work and it's this whole system of beliefs, it's still hard to change those core beliefs, right? Things that we've been told for years. And the longer you've been entrenched in diet culture, typically the harder it is. Those connections that we've made that like our body is wrong, that our body is not good unless it's this thin ideal. Those core beliefs are like deep rooted. So doing the work to like change those core beliefs and create new core beliefs is just very hard. It takes effort. It takes energy to do it. Any change that we'll have to do is just hard work. So that can be scary for some people. And some of us may not just have the tools to be able to do that work. We can't just start being like, you know, the day that I found out that diets were no good, I completely stopped dieting. Like most of us are not like that. Most of us, it takes time, right? And it pulls us back. And diet culture is really freaking sneaky. It comes back in so many ways. Like, oh, but this is just for your health though. Like, let me support you. So anyways, changing those core beliefs is really difficult to do, especially if you don't have the right support. So it is something to take into account that any change will be hard. But what I like to think about too is that any path that we choose will have its something that's hard, right? Will be hard in some way. Continuing to live in diet culture is hard because it sucks and we don't feel comfortable in our bodies and we're always made to believe that there's something wrong with us. And it's restrictive, right? We spend so much time and money and experiences stuck. And we're not allowing ourselves to live. So keeping in diet culture, staying in diet culture is hard. It's just familiar. So it doesn't feel as hard. But changing our beliefs, that's hard too, right? But it's a different type of hard. It takes effort and energy to change those beliefs. It takes support, right? It takes like inner work, but it also leaves you at a much better space. It also leaves you to thoroughly enjoy the life that you're in. Okay, and then the last point I want to bring on why it's so hard to let go of diet culture is weight bias in our society and fat phobia, right? Like the world is currently not a very fat-friendly place. People who live in larger bodies have a lived experience of being bullied, being stigmatized. So it's really, really hard when we are talking about rejecting diet culture, which also rejects the idea that thinner bodies are better bodies, to move through that when you have lived experience of, but in this current body, I was bullied or teased or stigmatized. So that makes it really hard, right? Because we then blame our bodies, right? Well, because of my body, this is what happened. But the truth is that it's not because of your body, right? And your body did not do anything wrong. The issue lies within the beliefs that were in the world or that are in the world, that system of oppressive beliefs that places the thin ideal. But what's really cool about these beliefs is that we can believe it to be true or not, right? We can believe that that is no longer true. We can believe that, you know what? I was just part of that system, which is a $72 billion industry that makes me feel not great about myself, right? That makes me feel like I always need to change. So when we can realize that, and just really making peace with the fact that the issue is not our bodies, but that too takes a lot of work, right? That too takes a lot of compassion towards yourself, compassion towards your body, and work for ourselves to heal in this space. Like, it's not healing our relationship with food in our body is hard work anywhere on this planet. It's just difficult, right? Because again, everything that I've said, but then also doing it while living in diet culture just brings it up to another level because we may be going against the grain, right? Which is fine. Like, we don't need to follow the grain. We have body autonomy and we get to decide what makes us feel best. So the last thing that I want to say about living in a world that is fat phobic and weight bias is that it is difficult, right? It's not an easy feat. And I want to say, and I want to word it like, I don't live in a larger body. So I cannot say that I have lived experience with it. I don't. But from every client that I've worked with, I know that is painful. I know that that discomfort is really high. So this is not to take away that experience because we can't. Like, that's just a very difficult spot. But it's to realize that diet culture is not the solution, right? Like, going back to diets, going back to trying to restrict is just fueling this whole machine. That diet culture is not the solution to fat phobia. Trying to shrink our bodies is not the solution. We need to address the beliefs that are in the system. And I think from my perspective and where I stand, there is a lot of work being done. I don't believe personally that by the time I leave this planet that diet culture will be gone. That being said, I do think that there's a lot of things into place and the world is slowly getting better every day, which is huge. So that being said, those are five big reasons why it's difficult to let go of diet culture, right? And the most common thoughts that my clients and my group participants will say before joining the program of like, oh, but what about this and what about that? And that fear that if they let go of the idea of intentional weight loss, that either they'll be unhealthy or that their worth is less, or they can't even fathom the fact that weight loss will no longer be a goal. And that's okay, right? I never ask my participant to completely go at that idea. We put it at the back burner because it's important. For the healing to happen, you can't be working on trying to lose weight at the same time. It's just, there are two ideas that don't combine, right? You can't want to lose weight and strive for weight loss as you're also really trying to heal your relationship with food and trying to walk away from diet culture. So now what do we do? Right? Like, we have this information. We understand that diet culture is hard. We understand maybe our limiting beliefs and our blocks that's allowing us from moving from diet culture. So the first step in everything is always just being aware of our own thoughts and our own beliefs around these things. Like, why is it so hard for me to let go? What is the fear of if I let go? And really exploring that to be able to see, okay, and what is my desired outcome? I know it's not easy to walk away from diet culture and just a society, right? It's just, it's really, really hard when we have everybody who thinks a certain way to just try to open up our minds a little bit more and to see things a little bit differently. It's not an easy task, but it doesn't need to be easy, right? Because you can do hard things. You have gone through hard things and you have pushed through, and you can do, you can go through these hard things too. And on the other side of our healing journey, we become very resilient. We become empowered. We deepen the relationship within ourselves, right? Because we get to really know ourselves and know our own beliefs. The food and body relationship, to me, often feels like it's this tip of the iceberg, this visual thing, this surface level thing that we see and that we care about because society told us that we need to care about these things. But when we unpack it, we often see that there is a lot more, right? I hope this was helpful for you to really understand maybe why you feel stuck and maybe why you're finding it really hard to let go of diets. And again, I just want to put it out there that it's not a personal failure, and it's not because you don't want it enough. It's because it is hard, right? When we walk away from it, it's just a hard thing to do. All this to say, my friends, you don't have to go through this alone, right? This healing journey is hard enough. So having someone to guide you, to give you the knowledge that you need, but also support you in those hard times, and having a community and a tribe of people who are going through the same thing is so important when we think of our healing journey. Like, we are not islands. Like, it's really hard to try to do everything by ourselves, because then we live in a society that's just a little bit different. So to have a tribe of people who are there to support you, who are going through the same thing, has been a game changer for all of my participants. So if you are ready to let go of diets, if you've listened to the podcast or many of the podcasts and you're like, you know what, like, I understand diet culture, I want to move away from it. I too want to reclaim my life, and I want to live my life on purpose. I am inviting you to join the Balance Program waitlist. So the waitlist is now open, and we will welcome a few more members and by the end of the year to start in January. So you sign up now, you can start in January, but you do have access to all the support throughout the holidays, because holidays are hard. But I would highly recommend you to join the waitlist and just get more information. If you're still not quite sure, if you just want to know more about it, check it out. No obligation to buy. But I'd be really, really happy to connect with you and see if this is a good fit for you. Life is just way too short to keep dieting, to keep feeling uncomfortable in our bodies and feeling stuck by food and having like a love-hate relationship to food. So if you are interested, my friends, I'd be super happy to connect with you and to make sure that this is the right fit for you. And on that note, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to like and share and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. I will catch you in the next episode.